10 Down with Terry and my co-host.
Dahi.
David. Dahi.
Dahi McGill of Fodrick. It couldn't be any more of a 40-year-old name.
Oh my God. Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, David.
You're now 40. The last time we spoke on the pod, you were 39. What changes have you felt? Ernie's at you?
Creaks. Cracks. Yeah, it's strange. It really
you're
is strange.
40.
Yeah, it's strange.
That's
you're about to say horrible. You're about to say horrible considering that you're 3 years off.
I'm not. I'm 3.5 years off. I just can't believe it. I cannot believe it. I just can't believe we're at that stage of life. Like, I remember years ago going to a 40. I'd say I was about 20, 21.
Now you're going to make me feel really old.
I remember at the time being like, this fella is absolutely has been like...
Ancient.
I just felt like I was like, God, these are so old.
A wee fossil. No, I do. I feel, I don't feel my age, but like if now that my birthday seems to be dragging on, like, because we're having like a barbecue.
I still have a present to give you.
Surely not, Terry.
I do, yeah.
What is it?
Today I'll be giving it to you.
Today?
Yeah. Because I just need to confirm something before I can do it.
Oh my Christ.
We're having your party on Saturday.
This is never ending. And your mom was over last night and she said, you're really milking this. It's not me, it's your daughter. This is what she does. She always flowers people with gifts.
No, well, like, you deserve it. You deserve all of the celebrations. And like, we haven't made a big, massive deal about it. Like, you didn't want a party. So I honored that. And I feel like that killed me. So we organized a barbecue this Saturday, which has grown legs.
Yep, it has.
And there's 35 people coming to the house. I looked into catering, like, there's this company and they do like barbecues and they come and they fire up the barbecues and they cook the meat and they do all the...
The clean.
They do everything. And I got the quote and it was a little shy of €1,000, put it that way. And it was expensive. And I just thought to myself, do you know what?
For the day that's in it.
He can cook his own burgers.
He'll cook my own burgers. Everyone will get one burger each. But this is the thing. They work out a deal. Like, they work out a rate where it's like a burger and it's, say, a chicken wing per person. But
no, it's not a chicken wing. It's actually really good. You get a lot. But I'd say the markup on it is huge. But look, come here. It's a business. Like, it's great. And I'll definitely get them again. It's just, I feel like you wouldn't like if I spent that amount of money on something that you and the lads can stand over the barbecue and do on Saturday and bond over and talk shy and do what lads do. So you and the lads are on cooking duties on Saturday. I'm on spicy margaritas duties. Me, Cassie and Karen have decided we're going feral. We're going out and...
You know what? You've just said what you said about the duties. On my party, I have to do all the cooking. Then I'll be cleaning. And then
you won't be cleaning. My
On my birthday, I went to Aldi. Actually went into Aldi. We pulled up outside Aldi. Like, I need to go into Aldi. Just get a few bits. I was like, Gran, pulled up outside. You're like, would you go in for me? Just go in and get. And then as I'm in there, I can hear my phone going. Zzz, zzz, zzz. You're like, text me.
I was very tired. And like.
On my birthday, I was walking around Aldi.
All right, okay, David, but like the day before your birthday, you were in Nobu.
No, I wasn't. On Saturday, I wasn't in Nobu.
Oh, David, like, come on, the logistics. 2 days before, okay. You were in Nobu. God help you. I sent you into Aldi.
Come here, your makeup was very flattering this morning.
Is it?
Yeah.
In what way? Do you know what? I've
never known how to answer that question after all these years.
Anything different, right?
Yeah.
But you compliment me on my makeup when we're doing the podcast. Do you know why?
Because I'm sitting close to you.
Because you look at me.
Because you allow me to look at you. If it's in the house and you're walking around, I stare at you more than, you'll go, what? If we're in the car, if I keep looking at you, I can't because I'm driving the car. So I'm always doing something.
But the podcast is the only time you ever compliment me because you... have to sit down.
Or unless we're at a restaurant and I'm looking across from you.
You don't though. You just look down at your food and then you look around and then
that's
you just...
full of shy. Why is Jake sitting there like he's a jaguar in a tree?
Because he is. He's beautiful.
Look at the way he's...
he's gorgeous.
Pranced on that point.
How did you get on in Marbella? Did we have a good time?
I had a ball. I made the same mistake every time we go away.
What?
I get sunburned on the first day.
I know, David. It worries me so much and what you burn like... You're a gobshite. Like you're a sallow person and you've sallow skin, but like
in the sallow.
Your mouth is so little.
In the sallow.
let's run through Marbella and what we did. So we flew out on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Wednesday afternoon.
We got to the hotel and the hotel was stunning. That was like totally by chance. I messaged my friend. I was like, I'm thinking about going to Marbella. And she was like, oh my God, I saved this hotel. Here you go. She gave me the link. I booked it immediately because I was looking at a different hotel. It wasn't beside the water. So if you're looking to go to an adults only hotel, the Met in Marbella is fab. Anyway, we arrived and we were like, right, let's go. Let's have a drink before dinner because we were going to go to dinner for about 9. And it was about 7 when we got there to the hotel, which wasn't bad.
Mm.
It was still sunny, but the hotel, the angle that it's at, it had no sun at that time. And our balcony had no sun. So we were like, let's go find sun. So, because we haven't seen sun. So we went to a local, like...
just a short walk up the beach promenade.
Yeah, up the promenade. And we got to this like shack place right beside it. If you're staying at the Met, just take a right when you come out onto the beach. And I don't know the name of the place. We just literally sat down by chance and we ordered prawn pil-pil, 4 spicy margaritas.
That'll tell you how... I was locked at that.
Yeah.
Right, because so, I forgot what we ordered. Yeah, I just remember sitting in the zone.
We had avocado, hummus, and we just sat there and we talked absolute pony and we got drunk and we only had 2 drinks each and we were drunk. Like we were, that's how much we don't drink anymore is like 2 drinks is enough. So then we went back to the hotel. We walked up the beach, which was gorgeous. And we got back to the hotel. We got ready in the room and then we went down for dinner in the hotel because there's a beautiful restaurant. And we had more spicy margaritas. And we just talked and had time
you were itching to go out. You were like, come on, we go out.
I wanted to go do karaoke. I was like, I know a place that does karaoke. Do you want to go? And he was like, no.
Yeah, I was like, not having it. Because I didn't want to wipe out the next day. And I'm sure you're glad because you woke up the next day. And you're like, I'm so glad we didn't go out. Because we were up early. We got breakfast. Surprised they actually came down every day for breakfast because normally you don't. And we...
Well, that breakfast was on.
It was beautiful.
Believable.
And then we enjoyed the day. And that was, that day was the day. I was looking at photographs. And as the photographs went on throughout the afternoon, my chest was getting redder and redder. But because I was drinking, I didn't realize it was burning.
Yeah, we had a bottle of rosé with lunch. But the pool food was unreal. Like they bring it over to your bed and you just sit there and you eat it. And yeah, but I could tell you were burning. Like I could tell and I kept saying it to you.
Mm. But anyway. My problem was it was the worst thing to be doing. I was better off putting nothing on me, not even any sun cream, and I wouldn't have burned. It was the other thing. It was like I basically put olive oil all over me and said, "Melt me."
But then that night, then we went to Nobu, and it was my first time there. It was David's first time there, and it was absolutely stunning. Mm. And we had such a great time. We just ate and drank more spicy margaritas. Spent a feckin' fortune. Jesus Christ, that is such a treat, isn't it? Like you'd only go there for...
once a year.
Yeah, wouldn't be like somewhere that you just go
for... Surely you couldn't go there every week.
Like, well, I'd say there's people that do, like rich people. But it's a treat. Like it's a really nice treat. But we got... this guy comes around and he's like, do you want your photo taken? And of course you're going to say yeah. And like, I'm such a sucker. Like see, when we go to water parks or when we go to... events, like we only went to that Logwoods, the bunny thing, and I spent 50 quid on photos. Like I am going to buy the photo. I'm always going to buy the photo and I'm always glad that I do because Sydney loves them. And it's not very often that you print photos out. Like we definitely need to start printing more. Anyway, he came back and it was 30 euro for the photo.
But it wasn't like a small size that would fit into your handbag.
No, it was A4.
It was A4. No, A1.
No, it wasn't, David. It's outside. It's A4. A1 is massive.
Massive.
Like massive. It's like the size of...
You're going to
like,
say the size of the TV.
It's like the size of your...
bollocks. So Terry always does, as she says, you get to these water parks and then she see, so when you go into the entrance of a water park, you'll see the exit most of the time and you'll see where they'll have the display of all the people are like, oh, that's one I like.
It's
like I'm like, Terry, look at this. And she's like, no, we need to buy the photos. And she'll keep racking it up and racking it up. Key rings, everything galore. Terry gets it. But we sat, had our dinner, then left, went over to the bar and we were having some drinks. And then we asked the barman, I was like, you know, can we go down there like to what looked like kind of a more of a club vibe?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we walked over. And the bouncer took the rope away to allow us to walk past. And I'm fully convinced that he seen what was in my hand and was that big printout of a photograph of myself.
I just don't think there was any tables. Like, I don't, David's convinced they didn't let us in because he had this big A4 dumb piece of paper. But I think it was because there was no tables. But anyway, we sat down at the bar instead and I made friends with two couples from the Netherlands and we bought each other shots and drinks and we were talking absolute pony. And we were absolutely bananas. Apparently, I was a nightmare in the taxi. I was like trying to give the taxi driver a wet willy.
You're being Terry.
But Terry, I hate myself.
Terry does this thing where she walks into a bar and you missed the key point. So when we went from the restaurant to the bar, there was two Dutch fellas. You walked ahead of me and I was talking to the barman. Two Dutch fellas, obviously you're walking through by yourself. They didn't see me and they were like, ooh la la. They saw you and
I was twice their age.
You start talking to them. And you were talking to them in Dutch for the small little sentence that you have.
Sorry, every time I get drunk,
I speak, in the poking.
I speak German because I have a little bit of German. Long story short, there was four people in my class in German in school. So I picked up a lot of German. I basically had one-to-one German.
What do you mean there's four people in your class?
Because I did transition year.
Oh, sorry.
Right?
I thought you were going to say there's four Germans in your class.
No, I did. So I did German from first to third year. And then after that, they stopped. So when I went into fourth year, it was just regular. But then by the time I went into fifth year, there was only three of us that studied German. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like they had stopped doing it. So there was only three or four of us in the class. Mm. So I basically had a one-to-one German teacher, Miss Masterson. She was brilliant. And I picked up a lot of German. Like I can speak a stupid amount of German for an Irish person. So every time I get drunk, I speak German for some reason. I turn German. And then I know a little bit of Dutch as well because I used to spend summers in France when I was hanging around with Eva when we were younger. There was Dutch people to stay in the area where we stayed in Provence. And yeah, I don't know.
These two lads dodged a bullet and they really did dodge a bullet because then we moved to the other side of the bar and they were staring and they were like waving at us. And I was like, you don't realize how much you'll be so happy that you didn't wake up tomorrow knowing that Terry was not sitting beside you. Because you would have just said, shot.
Yeah, I love shots. I love shots. I love buying people shots. I love absolutely writing myself and other people off. I love writing people off.
Happy times, Dave.
I just love having fun.
Happy times, that's all
it is. I love having fun. And I think I have a little reputation of
just having fun, Terry. That's all it is. As much as I slag you, as much as I say whatever it is, at the end of the day, you're just having fun.
And come here, I think the little present that I'm going to give you today.
You're not messing.
No, the present I'm going to give you today, you're going to be so excited and it's going to be very fun.
What is it?
Very fun.
How big is it? Could I put it in my pocket?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
We'll need a babysitter.
What? When? We're going to the cinema.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so that was my baby. Woke up next day. I wasn't in a great place. No, I didn't have a hangover because I don't get a hangover because I drink tequila. But the next day, I wasn't in a great place tiredness-wise. Like, I was just wrecked because we are normally in bed at 9 o'clock. Like, I'm great at 10 o'clock. No,
you're
we're
great
going to sleep.
You're great at it. But when it comes to the morning time, Terry.
No, I am definitely a night owl over a morning person. Mm. Like, I don't like mornings. David's great. David will get up at Miles when he wakes up and the two of them go downstairs and be the lads downstairs and me and Sydney snooze our heads off until half seven every
Do you know
morning.
Most mornings I go into Sydney, this is what my routine is. So I'll get up, Jake stretches, he'll go into Miles, I go to the toilet, brush my teeth, then I go into Sydney and I'll walk in and I'll open up her shutters, open her window
at six o'clock. David.
Terry.
You're alone.
Terry. It takes that child an hour and a half to even move in the bed.
Same as me.
It takes so long to get her out of the bed.
Yeah. Look, come here. I can be a morning person if I want to be. Like when I was a nurse and I used to be up at the crack of dawn, not a bother to me. Like
I'm sure you've seen those memes of people who's like, I'm not a morning person. And you're like, you're miserable. And then it switches to them in the airport at 4 o'clock in the morning going to Ibiza. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's me. That's
you. That's you. See, whereas me, I'm like
the opposite.
I'm like, do not come near me.
That's probably a good thing though, because I feel like you get up at 6 a.m. in the morning with Miles and you have your time to wake up because you're usually in good form by the time I come down. Like, whereas before, I remember when we were living in Australia and the two of us were working, like you used to be a nightmare in the morning time and you shake and you need like a half an hour to wake up. And even Baz says it, like, you know, when you used to drop him to work.
Yeah, we just wouldn't speak.
He knew that he couldn't put the radio on a certain level. Like, he knew that he couldn't speak to you because you're a grumpy fuck. I mean,
well, you come down this morning like a bat out of hell and you walked through them double doors and you didn't even, you half.
You said, okay, and I said, yeah.
Half-sharked eye me walking through.
I said, yeah. And I went over and I picked up Miles and I gave him a snuggle and then you said, pop him down for his porridge.
That's what I find is funny. What's actually causing the stress and the problems in the house, like the kids, right? The screaming, the shouting and all. And then you'll be looking at me and then you'll walk over and you'll like be nice to what's causing the problem, not who's actually dealing with it. You or I.
As in I'm nicer to the kids.
They're the ones that are causing the problem. You'll walk in and you go...
No, well, I kind of lost it this morning with Sydney a little bit. So, you know...
She's eating her Crocs. That's all you have to say.
Do you know when kids just are winding you up? And they know that they're winding you up. Sydney is a devil for that with David. So she won't listen to him. Like David will be like, Sydney, Sydney, Sydney. But then as soon as I say it, she shits her pants because, you know, I'm the fun one. And I think when I change my tone, she gets a little shock. Like she's like, what the hell? Anyway, she had her Crocs on her hands while I was doing her hair and she was licking her Crocs. These are the Crocs that she wears through shopping centres, through fields, in school. Like she runs around with them on. She runs through shite airports. Yeah.
Well,
like,
I said it two or three times in Sydney and I always say, I think I get to four or five attempts of saying it nicely. I go, Sydney, take them out of your mouth. Sydney, take them out of your mouth. And I'll go on and go on. And then she goes, and then you say it and you go, did daddy speak to you? And she'll be like, I don't have them in my mouth. And she's then rubbing them on her cheek. She's like, I don't have them in my mouth. It's like, just take them away from your head.
No, I literally took one of them off her hands and flung it across.
Both got catapulted.
They
were Angry Bird across the room.
Across
they were gone.
The room. And then I took the other one and threw it across the room without saying anything. And she literally just stood there with her eyes like on the floor. She knew. I was like,
The shutters, by the way, pointed down on the lower level. Let's in a nice bit of light.
Yeah, that's the way they should be.
So how that works is at night time, they can't see in.
And daytime they can't
and
see
in. And then, or daytime.
It's much better.
But we get a nice bit of light coming in the morning.
Yeah, because it bounces off the floor.
Anyway.
We watched Wuthering Heights. I've been dying to see Wuthering Heights. I rented it and we sat down to watch it the other night and it was so nice to actually sit down and watch a movie that I was interested in because I find lately, like, I can't find anything to watch. I think we're out of the
trenches. Sink.
Yeah, well, we definitely are, Miles. I don't want to say it, but you know what I want to say. But we're getting good sleeps at the minute. And we actually have a little bit of energy to sit down and make time for each other in the evening times. But anyway, I rented that. And if you haven't watched Wuthering Heights, this is going to be full of spoilers. So, Fast forward. I feel a bit icky after it. Like, you know that song by, was it Charlie XCX? When, you know, it played Breaking Up My Heart. That song, every time I hear that now, I'm like, ugh. And it gave me the ick.
But you've been raving about this movie, right? I never heard of it. You read the book, did you say?
Yeah.
So I can't compare it to the book.
It's not that I was comparing it to the book. It's just more like it was very dark. And like, I feel like we watched Saltburn. We've seen Euphoria. And like, we love an L dirty scene or whatever, but it just...
We love an L dirty scene.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I seen the chemistry between them.
Yeah, it's not. So the trailer that I seen... I get what you're saying. I can definitely relate to what you're saying. The trailer that I seen, I thought there would have been more
love,
more of them, not necessarily actually having a go at each other. I'm talking about like there was more of a like connection.
Yes.
But like, it wasn't. It was more so of like her and him, and then like. Then he married her just to get at her and like...
Yeah.
It was weird.
It just made me feel like it was toxic. I kept saying to you, I was like, they're toxic. They're toxic. I feel like if they had shown them a little bit more in love at the start as kids and their relationship bonding, but it was just very like cold. And then she realized she loved him after he left.
Yeah, but is that like back in the day, that's what you're supposed to do. They had to marry into money.
Well, like... Because women couldn't work.
Because they were poor.
Well, women couldn't work. So if you wanted to survive as a woman back in the day, it was marriage.
Do you know that?
Why I think marriage is eventually going to be dwindled out because women don't need men.
We know that. Obviously, you know, Margaret Robbie is an Aussie, but you know your man's Aussie too.
Yeah. I don't know. I really fancied him, right? As in, like, he's gorgeous.
He's fucking hot.
But after that movie, it gave me the ick.
He is very handsome.
He's very handsome. Do you know, I think he looks a bit like Alan.
Your brother, Alan?
Yeah.
Kind of does, actually.
But I just...
So you fancy your brother?
No, was it Alan's good looking? Sorry, that did but, sound weird.
While you're on the point of him.
But that movie gave me the ick. And he gave me the ick in Euphoria. When did I actually think he was good looking? I think he's good looking on the red carpet when he's himself.
Mm.
What movie was he in recently that I thought he was...
You sent me a trailer of a new movie that's coming out that looks very good.
He's brilliant, but I do like...
He's after, like, really after, like, shooting right up. But he's hit the jackpot if the rumours come out that it's true that he's dating Kendall Jenner.
I know.
Can you imagine their babies? Holy moly.
Very tall. Very tall.
Yeah, because she's really tall, isn't she? I've said it from the get-go, out of all the Kardashians, I know she's a Jenner, but from all the Kardashians, she's definitely the most beautiful out of them all.
I think Kylie.
No.
Ah, oh, definitely.
No, Kendall. I find her more attractive than the rest of them.
Do you?
I'm not saying they're ugly.
I love Kylie's personality. Yeah. I think they're all beautiful. Like, there's no doubt about it, but I think Kylie's personality makes her so beautiful. Like, she's just so fun. She's so fun. But yeah, that was the movie. That was her verdict. I just feel like I didn't love it. But also, I feel like I want to watch it again, if that makes any sense.
I also want to watch... There's movies I want to watch again. I want to watch Saltburn. I want to watch Wolf of Wall Street.
I've watched that so many times. I said that recently and you were like, what are you talking about?
It's because I want to watch it on my own, Terry.
With Margaret Robbie's boobies.
Margaret Robbie's boobies.
David!
You said it and I just repeated it.
So which one... Okay, so that was our first time together in Marbella as a couple. Like, in the past, we've only ever gone separately or with the kids.
Yeah.
What do you think of Marbella compared to Portugal?
I think Marbella compared to Portugal, number one, is the weather is definitely a lot more reliable. Number two... I think the food in ways can be better.
It's cheaper as well, isn't it? Like,
it's definitely
found
cheaper.
Those little shacks and then you pay nothing.
Portugal's very expensive.
Mm.
But I think overall, I think as a whole, I think Portugal is more attractive. It's more beautiful, I think. The landscape.
Mm. Yeah, the beaches are
The beaches are a lot nicer.
100%.
But I find that if you go to the likes of Villamora, Quintilago,
it's very well kept.
It's like pristine.
Yeah, it's whereas very well kept.
But of course there's parts of Portugal, like you go into like of Albufeira and go off the beaten track and you'll find these like real run down. But I find that Marbella, like not consistent.
Yeah, like for example, the hotel that we stayed at was absolutely fab and then you walk out.
Yeah, I went for a little walk the next day looking for bottles of water because they were charging us €6 a bottle of water and I was out on the beach and I was like, I'm thirsty. I'm like, I'm not walking back to the beach. And I seen there was a shop 200 meters away. I was like, I'll just go for a walk. As I went past, I came across this apart hotel and it was
really
completely,
down.
No, it was like completely boarded up. Like it was closed off, but it was, and then you look, turn to the right and there's like nearly a five-star resort. Yeah, it's weird.
There's no continuity. Yeah. Just, I've noticed that myself, but like around Porto Banus is lovely.
Yeah.
But it's also very young and like English and like pretentious.
You know what really put me off Marbella the last time I was there?
What?
So I was there last May with the lads and I had only ever been there twice with you and Sydney before that, or maybe once. And we walked from the restaurant, we were going to get a taxi to go back to the villa and we were walking.
So David's in his 40s. What are your top 5 do's and don'ts for the last decade? Right, do's, go on.
Do's, live in the moment. Go on as many holidays as possible.
Are you trying to be me?
Be more like your wife.
I hope you apply this.
I do. Make sure you laugh every day with your kids.
Yeah, well, that's hard not
to. It's hard not to. And just be grateful for what you have.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like this is going to be your new era. Like this is a new fresh start, this new decade. I think we spoke about this last time. Although we had like, you had a great set of 30s and like amazing things happened. It was also very heavy as well. Like, so I feel like this is your era now. You're going to come into your own. You're going to find your way.
All right. Columbus.
And what's your don'ts?
The opposite of what I've just said. So
okay, so I hope you take your own advice. Go on.
But like I just said, so basically do the opposite of what I just
David,
said.
David, come on, you have to list a few don'ts. You can't just cop out. This is your okay. idea.
Don't be so hard on yourself. I said that last week.
Love that.
Stop taking things so personal.
Love that for you, because you take things very personally.
Yeah, but only off people that I like. And don'ts is stop taking things in terms of, here's what I'm going to try to explain and you can put it into a sentence, is that I used to take like things so literal with my day to day of like, you know, can't eat that, you can't drink that. Whereas like just...
Yeah, you
just,
really did. Yeah. As in live a little live when a little. It comes to food and
just
drinks.
Yeah, because I just eat whole foods. Just eat whole foods.
Yeah, that's as long it. As they're whole foods, then it's fine.
Terry. Oh, it's just gone in the letterbox. It's all right. It's all right, Jake.
Jake is getting white hairs around his bum hole. Every time I'm on this podcast, I'm talking about Jake's arsehole.
So here's a quick example of how I am implementing these things into my life. So yesterday, I was out in the garden with the kids playing and it was chaos. It was so windy. Sydney was trying to play with her kite. I was getting overstimulated. The baby was screaming. Jake was like, throw the ball for the 6,000th time. You were making the dinner at 5 o'clock when we both know it's just chaos.
No, dinner has to be made after either before 5 or at 7. Because between 6...
It's three hawks. Look, three of them.
I can't see it. Between 5 and
you
7
were making, you were making spaghetti bolognese and you were like a bottle of red and then you poured a glass of red and you walked out, right? And I was like so stressed and you walked out and you're like, taste that. And I was in the middle, I was trying to get Sydney's kite, it was stuck in the tree, that's what it was. And I was like, in my head straight away, I was like, I can't drink that. It's a Wednesday, right? And then I'm sure you noticed, I walked straight in. I was like, I'm living the fucking dream here. Give me a taste of that red wine.
But you took a sup. It's just a sup. I didn't even drink a glass. I opened the bottle of red for the spaghetti, for the sauce, because I love to make
but it was
sauce
a nice
from
one.
Scratch.
But my point is that just live a little, for fuck's sake, David.
Yes, David. And have a glass of wine with your wife during the week if you want to. It's not like it's going to kill you. It'll actually make you live longer.
Apparently.
Well, your nanny drinks a bottle of wine.
A night? No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. No. My nanny's 90, she'd be 93 this year. 94 this year, and she drinks a bottle every...
Okay. Will we do a listener email?
Go for it.
Hi guys, I've been asked to do bridesmaid at an old friend's wedding, but we haven't spoken in nearly 10 years after a pretty big fallout. What the fuck? I was really surprised to be asked. Part of me feels like it would be a chance to reconnect, but another part of me feels uncomfortable going back into something that was never really resolved. Do I say yes and see what happens, or is it better to protect my peace and decline? Would love to know your thoughts. Thanks.
Confused listener. That's that we're falling back into that heavy bucket that you created there recently.
I think it depends on what the fallout was over. Like, sometimes people can fall out over something silly
and then not talk about it, and just time
and it
goes
just
on.
Grows legs. That can happen. Sometimes people can fall out over something really big and really nasty and toxicity. And I think that's a time where you need to protect your peace and move on. So it does depend on what the fallout was over. Like, I know.
Sorry, like, just stop touching your mic. Here.
Do you want me to say all that again?
No.
I just think it really does depend. Like, if it was something that you feel like you could sit down and be like, look, that was really stupid, because that happened to me and a couple of my friends years ago, where we just didn't speak and it was over something stupid. And then we sat down, we were like, well, that was a bit silly, wasn't it? Like, and we were all able to take accountability. And that's how we got sorted, do you know? And, you know, 10 years ago is a long time ago. You're probably really immature, and we were immature, and there was miscommunications, and, you know, it was amazing that we got to resolve it, and it was such a weight off all of us. And we've never looked back, and it's a lesson. Like, you know, we missed out on things, and I feel like we'd never fall into that again. Like, you know, it was just stupid. But so if it was something like that, maybe you could definitely sit down and resolve it.
Well, that's it. It just depends on what the base of the fallout.
Yeah, like if it was something really toxic or awful, like she said there, do I continue to protect my peace and decline? Like,
that indicates that something bad happened.
Yeah. And that's I suppose, my advice. Also, people do shitty things and do they deserve to be forgiven?
This person that is inviting you to the wedding.
Like bridesmaids is a big step. Like if you haven't spoken in 10 years, like an invite would have been nice, but like to ask somebody to be your bridesmaid, sure, you don't know them. Like I feel like if you haven't spoken to somebody in 5 years, you don't know them anymore. Like, well, 2 years.
You wouldn't even know them. Like you'd be so confused. Like, where do you start? You haven't, like, whatever about, like, you could be like living abroad and these are like communicating through social media or text message or video calls. That's fine. But literally not speaking to somebody for 2 years or longer and then seeing them. It's like, where do you even begin to be like, oh, so how's your week been? Like, or how, you know, where do you start?
Yeah, it's like a whole new chapter.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Of catching up. So I don't know. Like if you feel like that you could sit down and resolve it, then maybe just agree to go to the wedding. But I feel like if you haven't spoken in that long.
Oh, jeez. You couldn't decline the bridesmaid and then go to the wedding as a guest.
I would.
No, like, that would just make things so much worse. You're better off either going to, as a bridesmaid, or not going at all. Because you could be sitting there and you'd be like, I should have been a bridesmaid.
I think I would. I think I could do that. Like say if it was somebody that, you know, we know and we hadn't spoken in a long time and they asked you to be a bridesmaid and I didn't think it was the right fit because we haven't spoken, I'd just say, look, I don't think it's the right
role,
but I'll definitely come to the wedding. Like, you know, that's just me. And also, if they did do something shite, the question is, could you sit down and forgive them?
Beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it comes down to. And like, what's, are you happier without them? Because she said there, should I continue protecting my peace and decline? And that's a red flag to me.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So that's my, I don't feel like we give very good advice, David.
No, because we just kind of, you know, just.
I like to be diplomatic and also.
We're not a shrink.
Maybe we should stop with the listener emails. Anyway, that's all for this week. We hope you enjoyed.
I'm going to try and stare at you as much as I possibly can in the car on the way into this event, because what? You say I only stare at you or look at you when we're doing the pod. Well, that's not true. That's not true. It's the only chance I get to sit and talk to you, because if we're sitting at the table and I make you lunch or make you breakfast, at and sit there looking at you, you'll go, stop staring at me. Everybody, Jake, have a lovely week.
You need to dye your asshole.
Leave him alone, Harry. Goodbye.
We love you.